What's going on, everyone? Welcome back. In today's episode, I'm going to be doing a continuation to the previous one. And on this one, I'm going to be talking about working with sellers. So as many of you know that right now we are in a seller's market, virtually there is no inventory. Buyers are fighting over properties. Homes are selling for up to $40,000 above the asking price. Appraisal contingencies are being removed. So it's just completely nuts. So if you're lucky enough to have a listing or to be prospecting for sellers and you have some listing appointments set up that are coming soon within the next week or in the next coming month, I want you to keep in mind a few things. So first of all, let's say that you are talking to some leads that are sellers. You want to make sure that they are actually motivated, serious, and in the realm of reality when it comes to the price. You're not just going to take a listing just to take a listing and put a sign in the yard. Because remember that at the end of the day, your job is to actually get the home sold. If you don't sell that house, then what's going to happen is that everyone is going to know that you're that agent that cannot sell that property. So even though we are in a seller's market right now, I am still seeing a lot of properties that are expiring and are coming off the market unsold. So if you are prospecting for these sellers, let's say that you have set a listing appointment, the very first thing that you want to do is make sure that you pre-qualify that seller. You have to ask them the questions of where they will be moving to, the motivation for actually getting the property sold. You want to find out exactly how much they owe on the property so that you can create a net sheet. A lot of sellers want to know what they're going to be walking away with at the end of the sale, including your commission and any other costs associated with the sale of the property. Find out exactly what the condition of the home is like right now. What needs to be changed or improved? If it's from a scale of 1 to 10 with 10 being like brand new, how would they rate it? These are just some things that you can ask. You guys can go on Google or you can go even on my main YouTube channel and look up some of the videos where I talk about pre-qualifying a seller and going on listing appointments. That way you can have a better idea on the type of questions that you need to be asking. So let's say that you have asked all of these questions, you have met with the seller, they have signed the paperwork, you got the listing. So the next thing that you want to do is that you want to make sure that you get a photographer to take professional pictures. Now, I know that right now we have these high-tech cell phones. If you're on YouTube, you can see that I have my iPhone. I think this is the 11 Pro Max, and it does take some amazing photos. But at the end of the day, I still get a professional photographer to go out to my listings to take pictures. And the reason that I do that is because, first of all, I don't have time to go out and take pictures of these listings. And I don't have time to be editing the pictures on Photoshop because that's very time consuming. And if you have been watching my videos or even listened to my previous podcasts, you know that I always mention about focusing on the income producing activities, and doing Photoshop and fixing up pictures, that's not income producing for me. So getting a professional photographer will also make sure that the property shows its best. So when it shows its best online, that's how you're going to get a lot of interested people that want to see the home. So, along with having great pictures, the next thing is that you want to make sure that the home is easy to show. Homes that are vacant are obviously easy to show because no one is there and you can just pretty much put a lockbox on there. But if the home is owner occupied, you want to check with the owner to see what their schedule looks like during the day or if there are certain days and times that might not work the best for showings. You also want to make it clear to them that it might feel like an inconvenience to have people coming into the home and seeing the place. But again, this is what it's going to take to get the property sold, and it might only end up being a week of an inconvenience. And after that, once you start getting the offers in, you negotiate the price and the terms and you open escrow, then they don't have to worry about any more showings. And lastly, you want to make sure that the home is actually priced right. Again, make sure that you do your homework. Take a look at the homes that are currently on the market, the homes that have sold, and make sure that your home, your listing, is priced competitively. If it's undervalued, what's going to happen is that you're going to get a ton of offers, even if it's at market value, especially if there's no inventory. But if it's significantly above asking price or above market value, what's going to happen is that you probably are still going to get people that are interested just because the inventory is so low. But the issue that you might run into is that if you do end up accepting an offer that has financing involved, what's going to happen is that the appraisal comes in much less than what you actually agreed upon in terms of the price. Chances are that the buyer might want the seller to bring down the price to the appraisal value. And if you guys can't negotiate on the price, then the deal's going to fall apart and you're not going to get anywhere. So those are just some tips of things that you need to keep in mind, especially when working with sellers. Now, once you put the home on the market and you make it easy to show, it shows well, it's priced right, you start getting the offers. Something that I would do right now is that set a date so that all of the agents know that their offers need to be in by Tuesday at 5 o'clock. And again, if the home is so easy to show, what's going to happen is that over a few days, you're probably going to get multiple showings, which is going to translate to multiple offers. And at that point, everyone knows that they have to submit their offers by a certain day or time. And at that point, then you can sit down with the seller, review the offers, and that's when you decide how you want to move forward. So that's it for this episode. Once again, short and quick, straight to the point. Go ahead and visit my main channel for a lot more information and more detailed videos when it comes to working with sellers. Again, if you're enjoying these podcasts, I would really appreciate for you to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching online, or subscribe to the podcast wherever it is that you're listening to. So thanks again, and I will see you on the next Money Monday episode.